is alive.
GiantKiller.co and the By George Podcasting Network present the By George Podcast with Brian Lawrence and Chris Jones. The original George Mason basketball podcast.
They're on their feet. Here, Hancock! Oh! Off the top of the backboard, no. Loose, Hancock, front court, Mason. Long base at point, George Mason.
This podcast is brought to you by the law firm of Condori, Morad, and Neeson, also known as KMN Law Firm. You can visit their website at kmnlawfirm.com. I just want to thank them. They're the reason that we're on this trip. We're headed to the Cayman Islands. Currently, we're in Fort Lauderdale recording this podcast before we hop on our 11:50 flight. Pretty excited. I can't imagine too many other bloggers are covering this. So make sure to follow us at GMU Giant Killer and By George GMU for everything all day long. Videos, interviews, podcasts, highlights, photos. We're bringing it all to you live from the Cayman Islands. The KMN Law Firm, with two convenient locations for Mason students and alum. One's in Fairfax on Main Street, and the other one is in Arlington near the Arlington Mason campus. So make sure to give them a call at 703-385-2080 or visit their website again at kmnlawfirm.com. Got Ron on the mic. It's Ron.
What's
and
up?
It's Ron and Brian. Brian of By George. You guys know me well. We are in Fort Lauderdale, as said, waiting for our flight to the Cayman Islands,
baby.
Can you believe it?
We were at what's this place called? La Familia Tacos and Tequila.
I got a Bud Light. Your boy Ron's drinking a Sprite
with cranberry
and
splash of cranberry.
We're gonna give you a little pregame of the ODU versus Mason kickoff Cayman Islands Classic game. But first, you know, we're on this trip. It's crazy. KMN is sponsoring it. They paid for all of our flights and our hotels. They booked all of the stuff for us. Want to thank them again, but we had a game versus Maryland, and both Ron and I were there. Let's just touch on it, the experience of going to the Xfinity Center. You can see Ron shooting most of the games from the baseline pretty much for the last 2 years now, and he'll be at 85% of our away games this year. So, you know, talk about it in comparison to the other venues you've shot at.
Oh, first of all, the capacity of that stadium is, what, 18,000?
Yeah.
About? So it's like, how much is the Capital Arena? It's like the same amount.
It's pretty close.
So it's like the atmosphere is nuts for a college environment. It's just a really big, intimidating stadium, and you know, it's just the experience media wise was just, it was just a completely different vibe. It was, you know, very, I guess the environment was much more, I guess, upscale. You know, everyone's rocking suits. Even our boy Dom pulled up in a suit.
Yeah.
it was just really strange to see. And it's like, yeah, it's a Power 5 school. We got to show out.
Yeah.
But the game itself, you could see why, I mean, what an electric crowd can do for a team and how much an environment impacts a team as well.
Yeah, I thought it was super cool. Like, the student section, they took up the whole lower bowl area all the way around the stadium. You know, and that's something that, like, we don't have the students to show up, so obviously it's unrealistic in Fairfax. But it's that Duke environment where it's like they're right next to the bench. You know, they can heckle. They had some good bits. The most exciting thing from the game was the guy, this one dude hit a layup, a foul shot,
and
a half-court shot, won $500. I think that may have been the most lit the arena got.
First of all, $500 is not enough for that guy. He deserves more than $500.
Yeah, so don't want to kind of talk about that game too much. Just want to kind of, you know, touch on the atmosphere. Xfinity Center, it was massive. Just getting there, you know, I got a chance to walk through the whole campus. My first time in College Park was awesome. You know, it was just different. You know, like, people were tailgating, the parking lots surrounded were packed. You know, I couldn't find a space. I had to walk a mile to the venue. It was just such a different vibe from start to finish. And I thought we competed, but let's move right along to ODU. That game kicks off here at 5 o'clock. You can watch it on Flow Hoops. I'm sure you can also find a Reddit stream somewhere out there.
For Flow Hoops?
Yeah.
On Reddit?
So make sure you look up the college basketball Reddit, search Mason versus ODU. I bet you can find a free stream. But I wanted to touch on, you know, this is a former CAA foe, a team that we have a lot of history with. You know, many of us have traveled down to Norfolk or wherever their school is located and seen a game at ODU. It's interesting because we've played a couple familiar teams this year. We both played JMU. ODU lost to JMU. It was a crazy finish. And we both played Loyola, and they beat Loyola by 10-plus. So I think a very comparable matchup, something that, you know, I think that it'll be a close game. You know, I don't think we'll see Mason blow anybody out. But let's get into the history a little bit. You know, we faced them a ton of times, and so I just kind of want to touch on our matchup versus them in the past. They kind of have our number, so can't really lie there. We can't talk about how we beat them up in the CAA a ton in the past, because that's just simply not the case. Up until this point, they are 20. They are 36 and 21 versus us. You know, and that's not great. But you know, history doesn't always speak for the current team. We're 5-1 coming into this game. They're 3-2. Their KenPom ranking right now, they're at 132. We're at 155. So, you know, it's a pretty comparable matchup. There's a couple guys that we got to look out for. On their squad, Xavier Green, he's a player, averaging 17 points, 5 rebounds, and about 2 assists, shooting at a 40% clip. You know, not too impressive, but a guy that we gotta kind of have to watch out for is Aaron Carver, big guy, 6'7", 225. You know, it just looks like he can kind of dominate the paint. Not much of a score, but will give us, you know, some fits on the block. And so, you know, just a little recon of ODU. They're going to try to shoot a lot of threes. They're going to try to beat us from the outside. Fortunately, this year, you know, Mason is really holding teams to bad shooting percentage. I think lower than 25%. I don't know if that's due to, you know, we just haven't really played much competition. We're definitely giving up a lot of open threes. But Ron, where do you think, you know, what, you know, you've seen every game now. You got to be happy with AJ's performance. Got to say that he's a mismatch issue in today's game. But what else have you seen kind of from the team that gives you confidence going into the Cayman Islands Classic?
They play with urgency on defense, which is a big deal. You got AJ, who from last year, you've seen big improvements in his game in the paint. He's not as sporadic as he used to be. He's a lot more poised. And you can just tell by his performances where he actually makes the blocks instead of just flying around. I like the speed of Xavier Johnson, XJ.
XJ.
X gonna give it to you, right? his speed and just his hustle, man, it just makes a world difference on defense. Even Javon, I'm really impressed with his defensive game. He had a great game against Maryland, I feel like, defensively. So a lot of the guys are stepping up who we didn't see in previous years. And it's just a big improvement on defense all around.
Yeah, we go with that 1-2-2 full court zone. It's interesting. I mean, you know, some teams are going to bring us out of it, like Maryland. You know, you can't always stay in the full court zone, but it's something that we're kind of forcing the offense to, you know, waste some time in their side of the court before they reach the half court line. You know, is XJ's not the only freshman. Are you Team Orduro, you know, coming in? By George is classic Calyx guys, but he's looked pretty good off the bench. What have you seen from him?
He can definitely move around in the paint. You know, I'm up close personal with that. Like, I'm right in front of the action on the baseline. His movements are very, like, fluid. I don't see any, like, hiccups in his game. You know, he's confident turning around, posting up. And it's just, he has a good selection of shots, I feel like, in the paint. It's not really, like, sloppy with the ball. He seems just very poised in the paint.
Yeah, for being a young guy, a young big, you know, sometimes it takes these guys a while to mature. And I'm not saying that he's, you know, great right now.
Right.
But he's at least given me five different post moves.
Right.
Not to mention that he's hit an elbow jumper. He's hit a baseline jumper. He's just kind of given us everything. And I think you're accurate in saying he just looks smooth in the paint.
Smooth, exactly. Like and for a guy like who's just coming in, like you said, like that's something that stands out. And it's something you see from sort of upperclassmen and I guess more senior players. And it's nice to see that a young guy has that capability.
Yeah, and ODU, they were picked to finish tied for fourth in a 14-team Conference USA. They returned six letter winners and two starters from last season's team. So they got some vets. They won the Conference USA championship and advanced to the NCAA tournament last year. So this is not a slouch team. This is not a team that we can take lightly. Yeah, they lost that JMU game, but that's also kind of a rivalry game, not too far from each other, and a game that really came down to the finish. And JMU, you know, they look tough versus us. They could hit the outside shot. They could spread you out. They kind of went a lot of guards with the guy Flowers, who can also shoot from three. So, you know, I don't know if that necessarily means that, you know, we're going to beat them because they beat JMU, but it is a good comp matchup. It does show that this is a very comparable game today. It's a game that I think Mason will pull out. You know, it's kind of fun. I don't know if you've been watching their social media at all, but they've been out snorkeling, riding
oh, yeah.
on jet skis.
Even the players' profiles, you can see them having fun on the beach.
Yeah.
Just living life, man. It's so great to see.
Javon Green tweeted out, you know, basketball's taken me places that I never dreamt of going. And, you know, I could say the same thing.
I was about to say.
I didn't think that I'd be going to the Cayman Islands. And so real quick, I want to thank you on the mic, Ron, because you actually put us in contact with this law firm. I think you've shot for them and things, you know, worked for them in the past. And I just really appreciate it because, you know, without you mm-hmm. and without this, we wouldn't have been able to take, you know, ourselves to the next level. Chris did a really good job shooting, but he didn't have the equipment to really capture live action shots like you can. And that Bama move to Richmond. So, you know, you came in right at the right time. You fit our look. You fit our image. You fit our style. So just want to thank you for, you know, taking photos for us and also connecting us with the KMN Law Firm.
And I want to respond by thanking our team for doing a great job executing on our coverage. Dom, Tyler, Petey, you know, always killing it on what they're writing. P's analysis, unmatched in the A-10. and Chris, of course, with his charisma. It's a great flow we got going on with Team GK.
People don't even realize how big we are, you know, so I'm going to go ahead and just like, you know, because I'm sure we got some listeners. I just want to tell people, David, creator of Giant Killer.
Oh, and David. Yeah.
Tyler, early Giant Killer, contributed before anybody was even reading our stuff. Then you got Petey, Daniel, Dom, Chris, Ron, me. I mean, the team is big. We're adding people. We just added a guy that's going to be writing for us about his game day experience. You know, the team is growing, and if you see yourself wanting to contribute and fit in, please hit us up at ByGeorgeGMU. So,
oh, yeah.
Cayman Islands, Ron, you are on a mission to find
a
Cuban cigar.
Yes, sir.
Why? You know, what is leading that?
I don't know. You just, you know, when you just, you watch the movies and the guy's got a cigar and you just, you know, Cubans are, I think it's because Cubans are rare in the United States. I think that's why it's sort of like more attractive to get a Cuban cigar. Now, I've never smoked a cigar before.
In your life?
In my life.
So
okay.
Why? You're such an idiot. This man's been talking about Cubans.
Go big or go
and
home
he's never
is
even,
what I say.
This man's going to get sick off his first cigar. That's my bet.
Okay, but you can't say after, like, after seeing the films, the movies, where they got the cigar and they're just vibing, okay? They're most likely smoking a Cuban, right? Which is why you want to get the most sought-after product. In this case, it's the Cuban cigar.
Okay. So
we're going to find it.
So we're on a mission. Make sure to follow us to see if we actually succeed in accomplishing that mission.
No, we will.
I want to touch on some Mason superlatives right now because we did start 5-0 for the first time. Then we went into College Park and didn't, you know, I'm not here to talk about moral victories. That's not really my stance. You know, there's guys within our group, Petey and Tyler specifically that were very encouraged by the way we started the game, the way we scored on their man defensive start and forced them into the zone that kind of slowed us down. But I don't really get Seiss for moral victories. The interesting tidbit there is that they were the highest team that we faced since 2015, which I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, was versus UVA in a preseason tournament in the championship after beating Ole Miss and somebody else. Correct me. I like to be corrected. But one guy we have to talk about, and we touched on him a little bit already, is A.J. Wilson. You know, versus Maryland, he had 19 points, which was a career best. He added 6 rebounds, 3 offensive, which he's destroying the offensive glass so far, and 3 more blocks. So Wilson is now, with those 3 more blocks, he's 6th in the entire country in blocks per game at almost 4, at 3.7, and 12th nationally in offensive rebounds at 4.5. So that man is top 20 in 2 stats, scoring, you know, 19 versus Maryland. He really set the tone. I don't know if you guys...
He hit a 3.
Yeah.
He hit a 3.
And he's taken threes to
start. He has.
He's taken them. He just hasn't hit. And I have full confidence. You know, I'm not one of these guys that say, why is AJ shooting that? Nah, man. Shoot the shot.
Shoot away, dude.
Shoot your shot. Yeah. You know? So he really set the tone. And I don't know if anyone else is paying attention to this, but our big men often set the tone to start the game. We go to them. We're calling plays to them. We're getting calixed, easy layups. AJ's getting early shots. He's taking a 3 to start the game, at least 3 games this season. And I love setting the tone with our bigs. I think we kind of go where they go. Not to say that they're going to lead in scoring every time, but just kind of their physicality is something that I've been really impressed with. Guys, I'm really excited. I'm really proud of being here. And we haven't gotten on the flight yet. We have to actually end this podcast so I can edit it and get it out to you guys. But just make sure you look for our content. Ibrahim, if you see him on the baseline, you're going to see him because we're playing in like a high school gym, the John Gray Arena.
Something
is that what it's
like
called?
That,
I think so.
Gray something.
Hold on. Let me. I'm pretty sure.
It's in Georgetown.
Yeah, which is weird. It's like I live in D.C. I had to go all the way to the Cayman Islands to visit Georgetown. The John Gray Gymnasium. So if you see Ibrahim, Ron, sitting on baseline, take a picture of your screen, tag him. What's your Twitter?
It is at Ibrizzle28.
Can you please spell that out?
IBRIZZLE28.
If you see him on the baseline, snap a picture, and tag him. You know, the guys
don't slap me.
People don't even know, but your pictures do slap. People don't even know how much work this guy's really putting in, shooting pictures, editing pictures, getting them to us out as soon as possible so that we can post them. Again, I am Brian of By George. I'll be there. We're going to be interviewing Paulson, interviewing coaches, interviewing players. We'll have exclusive content because I don't think anyone else is going to be there, and we'll be able to get you content. This is By George. ODU prediction. Do you got one for us, Ron?
I don't, but I think we're winning by, let's say 68-62.
Okay, so you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have one before. I was thinking about it while you were saying that.
Okay, so I'm going to go close matchup. ODU has played teams close. Mason has played teams close. It's going to be a close one. Mason has gotten into the 80s a couple times. I'm going to say 82-79. Mason wins the first game in the Cayman Classics. High-scoring affair in a high school gym.
Okay.
Our young guys come out and play really well. We don't know if Kyer's playing yet. That's something to watch.
Yeah.
We should have that information out to you here shortly. Again, this was By George, Ron, and Brian. We're out.
Yes, sir.
somebody who will always be there. Don't you promise me the world, all that I've already heard. This time